Okay, Mike, the Providence College Friars is back in the NCAAs.
That's true, Dave, and it's a great accomplishment for the Friars. This is the third consecutive year under Ed Cooley's leadership that they have made the NCAA tournament, and that's only the third time in school history that Providence will appear in the NCAA for three consecutive years. But the University of Kansas will be making its 27th consecutive appearance in the NCAA tournament this year as the number one overall seed. And that appearance record ties North Carolina. So the Friars have a nice target to shoot for if they want to keep going year after year after year.
Now, the Friars are going to take on first University of Southern California, the Trojans, out of Pac-12 competition on the West Coast. Are these teams about even, or what do we know about the Trojans?
I would say that the teams are even, Dave, because Providence is in as the number 8 seed in the region and Southern Cal the number 9 seed. Certainly there'll be some differences with the individual matchups and strengths and weaknesses, but I think overall these are probably two fairly even teams, which should equate to a pretty tight game.
So what do the Friars need to do?
Essentially, the Friars need to do what they've needed to do all year, and that's get big games from Chris Dunn, the Big East Player of the Year for the last 2 years, and Ben Bentel, who emerged this year as a real star and the leading scorer in the Big East, a first-team All-Big East selection, and not only an offensive force but a defensive factor for Providence as well. So those two have to be at the top of the game for Providence to beat Southern Cal.
Now, in the loss to Villanova, Villanova really did what I call five-on-two defense against Dunn and Bentel. Do you think that's a weakness that's going to show up with another team?
I'm sure that Southern Cal will take a close look at that game tape. They already have, I'm positive. And if they have the personnel to do that, they will probably give it a try.
What does a coach do in preparing for another tournament team? Do you basically keep doing what your strengths are? Do you play to your strengths?
I've heard coaches say the same thing year after year after year. We're going to do what got us here. So if a team is a run-and-shoot team, they'll continue to run and shoot. If a team is a defensive power, they'll play power defense. And I expect nothing to change in the PC-Southern Cal game. Certainly there'll be tweaks along the way, in-game and halftime adjustments, but that happens every game of the season.
Four NCAA games are coming to Providence on Thursday night, and I guess Duke is the highlight of this.
No question about that. This is a great opportunity for Providence to show itself off, show off the dunk. Duke is one of the iconic programs in NCAA men's basketball, and Mike Krzyzewski is a coach almost without peer. He is bringing his 32nd team to the NCAA tournament, and it should be a good show because the Cameron Crazies will no doubt transfer some of their energy to the dunk. There'll be a lot of Duke fans there. And I'm sure there'll be a few North Carolina Wilmington fans there as well, hoping for the big upset. One thing to remember, Dave, is that every team in this tournament is good. Well, with the exception of maybe one. We'll get to that in a minute. But just looking at the teams in Providence, Duke 23-10 out of the ACC, and UNC Wilmington 25-7. So you don't win 25 games unless you have some talent. The other matchups in Providence, Baylor 22-11 against Yale, which is one of the great stories in college basketball this year. The Bulldogs finished 22-6, 13-1 in the Ivy League. And they are making their first NCAA appearance since 1954. The other two games, one has a local angle, Miami 25-7 with coach Jim Larranaga, who played at Providence College in the early 1970s. And the Hurricanes are playing Buffalo, which finished with a 20-14 record. The final matchup, Arizona, which fell to Providence earlier this year, against either Vanderbilt or Wichita State.
This is Rhode Island Public Radio, and we're talking basketball with Mike Shostak. In the overall tournament, what do you see?
Well, Kansas is the number one seed, and it's a good reason. The guys from Kansas have won 30 games and have been near at the top of the rankings all year, even though there's been quite a bit of shuffling going on. But I think it's a tournament that any of the top teams can win.
There always seems to be a Cinderella team that comes out of nowhere and may not go all the way, but there is a lot of excitement while they're making their run.
That's true. And if we were to project a Cinderella team this year, maybe it's Holy Cross. They are the only team in the draw with a 14-19 record, a losing record. And they got there by beating Bucknell in the final of the Patriot League tournaments.
So maybe they're just getting hot.
That could be the case. But they are starting out against Oregon, which is 28-6.
I wanted to get in a word about the Johnson and Wales basketball team, a local team in Division III that had a very good run this season.
The Wildcats flew under the radar all season here in Rhode Island. They, at one point during the season, they won 21 games in a row, a school record. This is by far their best season. They finished with a record of 28-3. They won the Great Northeast Athletic Conference tournament, and they went into the NCAA Division III tournament, where they reached the Sweet 16, losing their last game to Tufts up in Medford, Mass. But a great story at Johnson & Wales.
A lot of local connections.
Mostly because of the local flavor, there's no question. Their coach, Jamie Benton, played high school basketball at LaSalle and then went on to a starring career at Boston College. One of their leading scorers is Tom Garrick from Seekonk, whose dad everybody knows here, Tom Garrick from West Warwick, a URI star. And another top player is Robert Lewis from Central. He was a key to Central's strong teams a few years ago. And another from those Central teams is Jarrell Lawson. So there were strong local contributions to the success of the Johnson & Wales basketball team this winter.
Okay, Mike Shostak, thanks for talking. I guess the next thing to do is just sit back and enjoy the tournament.
That's true, after we make our brackets, right?
Okay.